If there was some good news today, it all came from Wall Street. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 24th day of March. Thanks, as always, for being with us. What is going to happen to the U.S. Postal Service? We'll have some thoughts. Ford to keep plants closed. Boeing says no to an equity share by the U.S. government. Rich folks want to ride out the virus in fancy bunkers. Denmark has a message for America. It's called freeze. We'll check the markets and a word about sacrificing older Americans for the sake of the economy. Oh, really? And then Laura Kennard on remote working, some tips, tech ideas, and productivity. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and you want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, hope sprung eternal on Wall Street today as the Dow rose by more than 11%, its biggest advance since 1933. Lawmakers are said to be working on the final sticking points of a massive $2 trillion stimulus bill to assist in the recovery of the U.S. economy as we together battle the coronavirus pandemic. Roughly $26 trillion have been evaporated from equity markets since mid-February. Yeah, that's a lot of money, and I'll share the numbers from Wall Street in just a bit. In case you've run out of stuff to worry about, here's something else. Two lawmakers are saying that regular mail service could be shut down as early as June and warning the effects could be disastrous. In a statement, Representatives Carolyn Maloney and Jerry Conley said, quote, based on a number of briefings and warnings this week about a critical fall off in mail across the country, it has become clear that the Postal Service will not survive the summer without immediate help from Congress and the White House, end quote. So, what does that mean? While critical supplies like the post office's billion shipments of prescription drugs last year could be stuck, mail voting in the upcoming November election could be stymied, and hundreds of thousands of postal employees could be out of work. Maloney and Conley introduced a bill that would provide $25 billion in emergency funding for the Postal Service while eliminating the agency's debt and requiring it to prioritize medical deliveries. The bill would also create temporary delivery points in order to protect workers. Now, it's not clear what those might look like, as the design is left up to the Postal Service, but the language implies something similar to Amazon's delivery lockers that allow people to order deliveries to a secure location other than their home. Stay tuned. Today, Ford Motor Company announced that after shutting down all North American production facilities last week, it would not restart factories at the end of March as originally planned. The decision comes as the coronavirus pandemic spreads globally and places extraordinary stress on hospitals in outbreak regions. In a statement, the company said, quote, we are assessing various options and working with union leaders, including the United Auto Workers and Unifor, on the optimal timing for resuming vehicle production, keeping the well-being of our workforce as top-of-mind priorities, end quote. Earlier today, Ford announced that it would work with 3M, GE and its UAW workforce to accelerate production of respirators and medical supplies as well as ventilators. Also today, Boeing Chief Executive Dave Calhoun said he does not want the U.S. Treasury to take an equity stake in the plane maker as a condition of government loans as credit markets freeze amid the pandemic. Boeing has sought $60 billion in U.S. government loans for itself and the aerospace industry. U.S. lawmakers have said they could demand equity, warrants, or options as a condition of government loans. Calhoun says he wants the government to allow Boeing to borrow funds, and the government would collect interest. He said, quote, We want to pay everything back, end quote. Boeing shares rose nearly 16% today, but the stock is still down more than 60% in the past month. Well, forget about hand sanitizer. Rich folks are thinking about riding out the virus in fancy bunkers. Inquiries and sales are skyrocketing for bunkers and shelters across the country. Most come equipped with special air filtration systems, which buyers believe will come in handy to keep out a virus. And for those fearing a broader societal collapse down the road, a secure safe room with a year's worth of food can provide peace of mind. Bunkers are nothing new. Tens of thousands of Americans built private fallout shelters as Cold War tensions rose in the early 1960s. Tornado Country provides a steady demand for wind-resistant shelters above or below ground that typically cost between $3,000 and $11,000, all according to Home Advisor. But in an age ruled by capitalism, manufacturers are pumping out safe spaces with amenities usually reserved for mega mansions. Gary Lynch is the general manager of Texas-based Rising S Bunkers, and he said the phone has been ringing nonstop since last week. Encased in steel, the bunkers come with a variety of add-ons like escape tunnels, hidden doors, bulletproof glass, and pepper spray portals. For those with a bit more coin, Lynch and his team will make the bunkers feel like a home, maybe even with a movie theater inside. The company has 24 standard options, with the smallest being 8 by 12 feet. Complete with a bunk bed, air filtration system, kitchen counter, and a toilet, it costs $39,500. However, the one with the most amenities is called the Aristocrat, and it's priced at $8.3 million. It has a gym, sauna, a swimming pool, hot tub, a billiards room, a greenhouse, and yeah, even a garage. Now, if you want to order, know that it takes a couple of months to complete the build, and that's on the smaller units. Well, around the world, countries are seeking to lock down their populations to halt the spread of the coronavirus. They want to freeze their economies in place and then help people survive the ice age by any means necessary. Denmark's version of ice age economics goes like this. To discourage mass layoffs, the government will pay employers up to 90% of the salaries of workers who go home and don't work. The plan would require the government to spend as much as 13% of its GDP in 3 months, roughly the equivalent of a $2.5 trillion stimulus in the United States spread out over just 13 weeks. Denmark says a radical virus needs a radical solution. Well, part of the U.S. solution may be coming as lawmakers are saying they're very close to a fiscal stimulus package. On that note, Wall Street jumped up. The Dow soared 2,112 points to close 11.3% higher at 20,704 and notched its biggest one-day percentage gain since 1933. The S&P 500 rallied by 9.4% for its best day since October of 2008 and closed at 2,447. The NASDAQ surged by 8.1% on its best day since March 13th and ended the day at 74.17. Both the Dow and the S&P 500 were coming off their lowest levels since late 2016. Chevron gained more than 22% to lead the Dow higher. American Express and Boeing also rallied by more than 20%. Energy was the best-performing sector in the S&P 500, soaring by 16.3%, while industrials and financials each jumped more than 12% on the day's trade. The market breadth was overwhelmingly on the positive side. That's a good sign this comeback could have legs. Advancers led decliners on the New York Stock Exchange by 12-1. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said there is real optimism in Congress over a stimulus deal being reached. She said, quote, "We think the bill is moved sufficiently to the side of workers," end quote. And finally, there is this. After just a week of shuttering down many states, the president is getting concerned about the future of the economy and said he would like to see businesses reopen and get going before April 12th. The most impacted states don't agree. Of course, President Trump is seeking to win re-election in November on a promise of economic growth. Meanwhile, Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose state of New York has become the epicenter of the U.S. outbreak with over 25,000 cases, strongly opposed allowing people to travel, socialize, and get back to workplaces too quickly. Cuomo, speaking from a convention center in Manhattan that's being repurposed to fit hospital beds, said, quote, "If you ask the American people to choose between the public health and the economy, then it's no contest. No American is going to say, accelerate the economy at the cost of human life," end quote. Meanwhile, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, is being roundly criticized for his comments on Fox News yesterday. The Republican second-in-command said Monday night that the U.S. should get back to work in the face of the global pandemic and that people over the age of 70, who the Centers for Disease Control say are at the higher risk for coronavirus, will, quote, "take care of ourselves at the risk of sacrificing the economics of the country," end quote. Patrick is a true red conservative and former talk show host who was elected to office in 2014. He was the Texas chairman of Trump's presidential campaign in 2016 and has pushed the Texas Senate that he oversees further to the right. All right, when we come back, Laura Kennard is on. She's going to be talking about working remotely, tips, tricks, tools, and productivity. And that is just a click away.